Weather forecast, but first the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday the 6th of June. There are warnings of gales in Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth and Lundy. The general synopsis at midday. Atlantic low 996, expected Bailey 992 by midday Sunday. Low Wales 999, losing its identity by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0, south at 0, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southeast, veering south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast, veering west or southwest later 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, southeast 4 to 6, veering west-southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Fitzroy, southwesterly but northerly in southeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Seoul, west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, west or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Rain, moderate or poor. Fastnet, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain, moderate or poor. Irish Sea, southwest 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Hebrides. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southeast 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping forecast. Now time for a more general weather forecast. Here's Chris Fox.
Thanks, John. And sunshine's been in short supply today, thanks to our area of low pressure that's been bringing cloudy weather and wet weather for many of us. It's also been very windy towards the south coast of both England and Wales. It's still blowing a gale out in the English Channel, with gusts currently running into the 40s and 50s of miles an hour. Overnight, that low pressure that's currently in the Midlands is going to be swinging out into the North Sea, taking most of the rain with it. But no sooner has that happened than we get another area of low pressure skirting past western Scotland, pushing more rain into Northern Ireland and western areas of Scotland by the end of the night. So we'll all see some rain at times overnight, but it will eventually become a bit drier for eastern areas of the UK. Temperatures overnight about 10 to 12 degrees. Tomorrow then, well, we're looking at a wet day for Northern Ireland, western Scotland, with outbreaks of rain from the word go. And that rain will gradually seep its way into Wales and some western areas of England as the day goes by. That still leaves eastern Scotland, where it will start off dry before rain returns later in the day. And across eastern and central England, should be a bright start to the day with some hazy spells of sunshine coming and going. And it will be quite warm in that sunshine as well. Temperatures could reach a high of around 23 Celsius across parts of East Anglia. Otherwise, with the cloud and the rain, temperatures similar to those of today, 16 to 19 Celsius, and windy again, gusts of around 30 to 40 miles an hour across many western areas. Heading into Monday, the wettest weather will be across eastern areas of the UK, particularly eastern England. Otherwise, it's a day of sunshine and showers, and that sets the tone really for the rest of the week, which will stay very unsettled, John.
Thank you, Chris. The 6 o'clock news is next, after a look ahead to Desert Island Discs in the Morning with Lauren Laverne.
She gets you on her wavelength and she lets the river.